Starting the lineup, Brady and Price turns our attention to Donovan Bennett and the Raptors. Sportsnet Coast, a free association Sportsnet Raptors NBA podcast. And they certainly have a lot to talk about the local team and have since the day that Kawhi Leonard was traded to the Toronto Raptors.
And he's going to tell us he stayed up for the whole game. I know he
did. He have to get up at 4 o'clock.
I know he is.
I would have.
Come on. Were the headlights kind of flickering a little bit? Game's over. They're going to win. Double-digit lead. Did you bail?
Oh, no. I was watching.
Oh, my God.
I was watching. That was never in doubt. What was in doubt was whether or not I was going to be able to get up to talk to you.
True. We've lost many a guest.
The entire game.
There's been many a casualty of telephone guests. Many are pro athletes, you're shocked to realize, by the way, who decide they can't hang with us.
We were kicking this about earlier. I was mentioning that I thought before the season started that this was a contender because you got a couple of guys at 3-D, and that's what the NBA is all about. And can you translate this from regular season to the playoffs? And it seems to me, even last night, Donovan, it really wasn't about the three. It was about the D, and they D you to death, this team.
They really do. They're so long. They're so athletic. They're so active. Kyle Lowry is taking charges all over the place. And it is about the D as far as defense, but I'll throw in the D as far as depth. Norman Powell's going to be out for a couple weeks. No disrespect to Norm, but no one's really concerned. Kawhi Leonard is out 4 games on this trip, and they still had a professional approach. They're still up 30 in a game that you really thought they'd need him to guard LeBron James. I think that's been the most impressive point, is that you're getting defense from a lot of different contributors. You know, shuttling in and out the centers has been a revelation for both of them. But, I mean, not to sound like Bill Belichick, but Nick Nurse already has a next man up approach. And we were wondering, could Dwayne Casey really play 10 guys all year and have them effective? Well, Nick Nurse is playing 11, 12 guys, and they're all playing really, really effective. And, yes, it's still early. Kyle Lowry is the first to say it's still early. I want to be playing in the spring, and he continues to mention June as the month where he wants to be playing this well. That's of note because that's when the NBA Finals is. But, yeah, I think certainly when you thought of Nick Nurse, you thought maybe the offense is going to take a step, because he has been an offensive mastermind wherever he's been in his coaching career. The defense, and it starts with Kawhi and goes all the way down. In an era where people aren't playing defense anymore, has been really, really impressive.
Donovan Bennett, our guest, co-host of Free Association Sportsnet Raptors and NBA podcast. We'll get to some CFL chat as well. I know we want to hit a couple hot topics there. But I look at this team. This team was 40-12 in the East last year, Donovan. And I always hear, the East, here it comes, there'll be more pushing. No, I don't think we see it. And I think we see certain teams with the big steps back. Atlanta took last year. Chicago took last year. Brooklyn looks like that bottom feeder again. I don't know how anyone's going to find 12 conference losses in a 52-game East schedule when we just watched them have zero drama, zero fourth-quarter drama in a 4-game Western swing.
Yeah, especially when you're going to go on the West, first real road trip of the year, and you're going to sweep it for the first time in franchise history. If anything, because the West is so good, so competitive, and it is so deep, teams who are going to go above 500 are going to miss the playoffs in the West. If you're able to take care of your business away from home in the other conference, then you're right. It is tough to find those losses back home in the East, barring some long-term catastrophic injury to one of the KLs, right? Kyle Lowry or Kawhi Leonard. But again, and it's only been in spurts, rest here on a back-to-back, jammed foot over here. But the 3-1 without Kawhi. It's tough for me to see them not improving on their franchise record of wins from a year ago. I mean, they're already, 1/6 of the way there.
It's interesting because we were looking at the bench mob last year, and of course it was CJ and the kids. And so where does your improvement, you mentioned improvement, but individual improvement, where does that come from? And that OG and Pascal Siakam and DeLon Wright. I mean, Freddie Van Vliet. All of these guys are young players and have obviously not reached their limit yet. As Greg likes to ask, sure, you like your guy, but how many teams can he start for in the NBA? Pascal Siakam is answering that question night out, night game out, night out. Just an unbelievable progression each and every time he plays.
Yeah, I mean, he's forced himself to start for this team. This was going to be a situation where the only real starters every night were going to be Kyle Lowry, Kawhi Leonard, and Pascal Siakam is like, no, actually, my name is going to be third on that list. I'm making the choice for you, Nick Nurse. This is not going to be squad football where, you know, the starting lineup is different every night. You may do that with the centers, but not the power forwards. And the thing with Pascal is he forget from season to season or month to month. It seems like he's getting better game to game. He looks so more self-assured, so more aggressive offensively, finishing in the paint with both hands. Is able to be a playmaker from the high post when playing with the second unit. And I always feel, and I'm interested to hear what you guys think, we talk about effort as this nice characteristic that players have. To me, I think effort and hustle is a skill. Because if it was just about applying yourself, everyone would be able to turn it up and turn it down, and that's not the case. His ability to go so hard for so long, he was being guarded by LeBron James, and he was beating him to the other end of the floor. His effort is probably his greatest talent, and he's using it to his advantage every night.
Mm-hmm. Before we switch, do you think – I don't think any less of Boston. I can't walk from thinking that they're potentially going to win the NBA title, and they're not going to win just one with that roster. They were 6-2. They lost on the road to Indiana and Denver. Those teams are off to – those teams are 16-7 combined. Do you think a little less of how it's gelled so? Because we got fooled by the Cavs last year. Everybody got sucked in. The Cavs were just fine after the trade deadline. Do you look and go, Boston, this runaway East champion, I see it a little less now, quite obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Raptors certainly have the best 10, but I think Boston still has the best and scariest starting five. And when you get into the playoffs, those guys, those top-end guys are going to be playing more minutes. To me, this is about health in evaluating the two teams. Nick Nurse actually made the point, we haven't really been that healthy. You know, Norm Powell is injured right now. Fred VanVleet missed some time early. DeLon Wright started the year hurt. OG Anunoby missed games because of both injury and personal reasons. So a lot of our support guys, and obviously they've rested Kawhi, a lot of their support guys haven't been there every night. This is the first time we're starting to see him with a full complement of players. Boston, the health is all about their two all-stars. No disrespect to Al Horford, but they're real all-stars. Mm-hmm. Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving has hardly ever finished a season playing as well as he started because he's always had knee issues. And Gordon Hayward hasn't looked like the guy who the Celtics thought they were getting from Utah. If he is going to be someone who is averaging 28 points a night, they're a much different team than when in the last couple weeks we've seen him put up 8 points. And so certainly I think his health and Kyrie's ability for once to stay healthy changes their ceiling. But as presently constituted, Boston isn't the challenger that you thought they would be. The real scary team right now, the way Giannis is playing, would be Milwaukee, and the way Budenholzer has them shooting the three like never before.
The most interesting game last night, not the one you want to watch most, but the most game that would carry the most conversation, the Lakers and Minnesota with Jimmy Butler and the process really that the Lakers are going through. What do you think about how things are going with the Lakers? Are they a playoff team? And do guys end up gravitating towards LeBron so that this will work in Los Angeles?
Yeah, it was the battle of two guys who don't have a lot of patience right now. LeBron James doesn't have a lot of patience for the lack of success and really lack of assimilation for some of his young Laker teammates. And Jimmy Butler doesn't have a lot of patience for his request to be traded. Anyone who thought that this team was going to roll through a West that is deep and improved I mean, in what world? They have a lot of names that you've heard of before. You've had a lot of interesting names. But this isn't fantasy basketball. This is actual basketball. They only have one center that protects the rim, JaVale McGee, a guy who's never really played more than 20 minutes a night. Tyson Chandler will help that situation. But, again, in an era where points are up by average per team anywhere from 6 to 9, pace is higher, and the Lakers are playing with the highest pace in the league. LeBron James has never played at a high pace, and he's always been surrounded by great shooting, and he doesn't have great shooting. So the pieces really don't fit because they weren't supposed to fit this year. They signed a bunch of guys on one-year deals, not to compete right now, to give them cap flexibility in this offseason and the following offseason. Hopefully when the Warriors are no longer ascending but descending because of their cap trouble and implications and maybe Kevin Durant leaving. So to now be upset and for Magic to be giving Luke Walton, you know, a stiff lecture when, you know, this is a group of misfit toys doesn't really make sense. And they're going to be asked lots of questions about why this team isn't better because LeBron is there and he dragged, you know, a bunch of players who weren't great to the finals in the East with the Cavs. But at least that team was thought out structurally. And again, they were in the East.
Well, we got to leave the CFL. We're out of time. But after that Ticats win Sunday, though, we'll talk about it next week and their potential to bring glory back to the Steel City after 19 years. We'll talk about it next week, I promise.